Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I pray you are rejoicing with the attitude of gratitude and glorifying the Lord in thanksgiving for giving us a brand new day. A day, glory to God, that we'll never see again. It may be named the same, but as we, every day that unfolds, we're growing in grace. Glorify and magnify our holy God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We are looking forward to a move of God as we continue to glorify him and magnify his name. Thank God, for he is worthy of every praise and all the glory, all the honor. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Glory to God. I speak it not in boasting, but because his word says so. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in him as we continue to yield and avail ourselves. Glory to God, to his word in Jesus' name. I want you to hear this just for a little bit. We got a dynamic speaker coming on tonight, and we're praying that all be with their ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So we're going to play this for at least a minute and a half, or maybe two, while the other ones come on to hear the word of God. And it's very familiar. Stan McClurkin singing. Praise the Lord. through the pain. Hold on. Oh, glory to God. He will set, he will bring you through. Don't give in. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Be strong. Glory to God for stand by Donnie McClurkin. Thank God it went on to place the whole thing. Now we have our guests on and our other warriors on. Praise the Lord. Stand. When you get all the do the stand after everything that goes on, have the whole armor on, continue to have faith in the word of God, praise him and glorify his name. Keep speaking and decreeing what his word says while we're standing. Waiting for God to manifest in whatever the situation, but still be about the Father's business. Because he is faithful to his word. His hand is not too short that he can't deliver. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. We glorify the Lord. We welcome you for those just coming on to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the feast of the Lord is going on as we stand together in connection together to pray and intercede, glory to God, not only for the body of Christ, but for the crisis that goes on around the globe and for people that need salvation, for those that are bound up, glory to God, by satanic forces, those, glory to God, that spiritually and physically bound in jails or prison or even in their own minds, even for those, glory to God, of our youth and for those, glory to God, that just going through various situations, need a healing or a deliverance. But every second and fourth Sunday, we have, glory to God, the ministers of the gospel to break the bread of life, glory to God, speak, glory to God, the good news of Jesus Christ, whatever capacity he used them in, we give God glory. We have none other than our own prophet, Michelle Benjamin, praise the Lord, will be our speaker out of Columbia, South Carolina, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank God for her pastor and the apostles. Glory to God, Deborah and Johnny Grant as her pastors. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless man and woman of God that is anointed to do kingdom business. Bless the Lord. Our scripture reading tonight will come out of Philippians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. And we're going to ask a pastor, Prophetess Bird, to do our prayer once I finish the scripture reading. Praise the Lord. We're always ready and available for service, so we thank God. Bless the Lord. Now, again, Philippians 4, 12 verse. Now, not that as is not now, is not. Bless the Lord. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. 14 verse, I press towards the mark of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If any of these, anything, ye do otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Praise the Lord, bless the Lord. And if I read that first part in the 12th verse out of the Amplified, it says, not that I have now obtained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of, grasp, and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made my own, but one thing I do is, one aspiring, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. We thank God for the reading of the word. We just pray that we govern ourselves according and have faith over to God to continue to walk in the articles and circumspectly to the word of God. Bless us, bless the Lord. At this time, receive our own prophetess Bird as she prays. Praise the Lord before we introduce the speaker, because we're going to give her ample time to minister in whatever capacity God has for her tonight. So at this time, receive Prophetess Bird.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good and your mercies endureth forever throughout all generations. Father God, we just lift you up tonight. We glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us all night and watching over us this day. We thank you, Father God, that you enabled us all to be on this phone tonight, to hear the word of God, to bask in your presence. We thank you, dear God, for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker tonight as she come to share with us that you have given her for this hour, for this appointed time. And we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that our hearts are receptive. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we be just like putty tonight, that any word that come forth, that we will be able to apply it to all lives, dear God, in Jesus' name. And God, we know that your word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do, whether it's for healing, whether it is to set us free, whether it is to bring us up in another level of you. I pray in Jesus' name now, God, that we be able to receive. And we thank you for Prophetess Benjamin, Father God, for being obedient to the call. I pray in Jesus' name that you bless her tonight, God. Bless her tongue, bless her mind, and bless the words that she speaks forth in power and the anointing. We thank you, Father God, just for having us available at this time to receive. Thank you for those that's on the line, God, the prayer warriors and those that are just listening in, that they will receive this word tonight and that it will be beneficial for all hearers. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the woman of God as she prayed, glory to God. And as we get ready for the service tonight, we thank God for a woman of God that's coming forth that has been with us in time past. As I say, she's out of Columbia, South Carolina. Her apostle is apostle of Pastor Johnny and Deborah Grant. Praise God for, glory to God, under the teaching of them, and as she inspired to hear from the Lord and study and search the scriptures for herself, God has blessed her with much wisdom, a prayer warrior, a woman, glory to God, that listens to hear the voice of God and obey him and submit to him. Been through many trials and situations, and God blessed that she, glory to God, was one of those ones that would definitely seek the counsel of God. And if there is anyone that she needs to have touch and agree, praise God, which we have many times over the years, but not only myself, she will, glory to God, do as the Bible says, glory to God, how any touch and agree and how you move and your word let us know how can two walk together unless they agree. So we thank God for her and thank God, glory to God, for the giftings that are inside of her. Thank God for her humble but also boldness in the Lord. That's how God blesses and uses her. So we thank God for her ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying before she speaks. And she's not one, glory to God, to move quickly and anxious. Glory to God. You hear Mother Willett, I mean Mother McCormick say many times here, have people, glory to God, they're ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. And that's sometimes what people do. Glory to God, they get anxious and they get hyped and they get caught up on themselves. And I bless the Lord that one thing is she don't blow her own horn. She blows the horn for the Lord for people to get saved, delivered, set free. And glory to God, thank God that the ministry of deliverance, glory to God, of seeing God's people grasp the word and being encouraged. And sometimes you have to speak a word for them to be corrected as well. So I thank God for what he's put in her, what he's doing in her. Pray she continue to be encouraged, stay humble before him, and continue to seek his face. And Lord, bless her to be courageous to carry out his assignment that he's placed in. So we thank God that there's a message from the Lord, and I believe it's for all of us. When the word comes, it don't have anything to do with a title or how long we've been saved. We have our ears open wherever we are, and the spirit of the truth is coming forth, then we will find ourselves in the word. So we pray God bless, and even sometimes when we're speaking, we'll find ourselves because the Holy Spirit, and when he will allow him to speak, glory to God, he will also deal with us on one-on-one too as well. So without further ado, we want to allow you to hear none other than Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, and hear ye what thus said the Lord. At this time, you have the floor, Prophetess Benjamin.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God all praise and all glory and all honor belongs to him. Thank you for the prayer, Pastor Bird, and just Pastor BJ, thank you for talking about me, but you're definitely humble. It's not me, but it's all God. And that song is one of my favorite songs that you ended up playing, and almost brought tears in my eyes because I hadn't heard it in so long. But when you think of the goodness of Jesus and how he brought you through and he caused you to stand, it just makes my heart humble. But we're just going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. It's already been prayed. But, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just render this service unto you. We thank you for your movement. We thank you for what you've given. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the enlightenment and the understanding that you're going to bring to us as you allow me to just read the word and just expound. It's not me. It's all you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for everyone on the line listening. We thank you for open hearts, hearts that are receptive, those that are on the line, those that are listening next week this time, a month from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, that when they hear this word, that word will come in and deliver. It'll set free. It'll bring deliverance. It'll bring healing. We thank you for your word. You said in your word, Father, in John, I believe in John somewhere in 6 or 63, it says that the words that I speak, it is life and it is spirit. That's what Jesus said. So we thank you for the life of the word. We thank you for the spirit of the word. And our hearts are open to hear what you say through the power of the Holy Spirit. We render this service unto you, Holy Spirit, your leading, your guidance, and your understanding of the word. Bless each and every household on this line in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. I speak favor upon their life. Hallelujah. You said when we have favor with you, that we have favor with all men. So I thank you for favor today, this week. Whatever the need is, thank you for meeting it. We're just going to give you glory now. Hallelujah, because we thank you. As we come as men and women of daughters of Abraham. We don't beg. We don't borrow. We just know the promises of God, and we stand firm on it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to go in. Excuse me. This evening, and the topic is power in forgiveness and pain in unforgiveness. Just going to talk about forgiveness tonight, the power of it, hallelujah, and the pain of it when in unforgiveness. Just want to encourage each and every one of us on this line that willingness to forgive is essential to our lives. We have to be willing to do it. It not only is a gift from God, but it's a healing. When we forgive, it's essential to our lives concerning deliverance, concerning physical and spiritual healing, and it brings the peace of Jesus in our heart when we forgive. We as believers have a choice. We have a choice to forgive, and we have a choice not to forgive. So we got to figure out what we're going to do. Hallelujah. I want to also let us know that the Holy Spirit will not make us forgive, because it's something that we as believers must do. Let's go to, there's two scriptures, Ephesians 4, 30 through 32, and Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Just going to go to Ephesians 4, and 30 and 32, just going to read that. But the other scripture in Colossians, that's just for your spare time when you're reading and having your own Bible study. But Ephesians 4:30 reads, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption." Remember that. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." If you don't remember anything else tonight, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Personalize it. Put your name there. Yes, we are to forgive each other, because even if you, whatever the situation is, number one, we should always remember we have been forgiven. We all have not been saved. We didn't come out saved. We didn't come out Holy Ghost filled of the womb. So we have to always remember when situations come upon our life. Now, is it easy? It's not. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the prayer life, a relationship, a fellowship with the Father, God, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we can arrive. We can get there. We can get there in learning how to forgive others, and to forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. There is power in forgiveness. And when I think of that word power, I think of strength. I think of endurance. I think of authority, that control and ability. Forgiveness goes, forgiveness, God's way, is powerful and it's liberating. We all have been there, where we just choose not to have forgiven anybody. I'm not talking about even before Christ. I'm talking about why we have this walk with Jesus. We just sort of chose, you know, I'd rather not have nothing to say. I'd rather not say nothing. I'd rather not be in the same room. Don't say nothing about that person around me. You know, dismissal is not forgiveness. Forgiveness is from the heart. Being not in that person's face is not forgiveness. But that forgiveness, when we get to that place where we forgive from our heart, it does nothing but give us a peace. It frees us up. We all been angry. We all been in wrath. And that we get clogged up when we get angry. Oh, goodness, all our senses are, like, shut down. Some of us have a tendency or have been delivered from, like, rage, going from 0 to 1,000, not let anybody got it. Nobody got any say in this. I'm angry, and everybody going to feel the wrath of it. You don't have to admit it. I've been there, done that. Everybody feel the wrath. Nobody got nothing to say to me. Shut it down. But in the meantime, I'm miserable. I'm upset. I done messed up everybody's life around me, and now I'm miserable. But when you learn the power of forgiveness, you can say, I forgive you from the heart, and it frees you up. What that person does after you say, you forgive me, it's not on you. They can take it. They can receive it. They can walk away. But we on this line and those that are listening, hallelujah, when we forgive, it frees us up. It keeps that channel of communication and relationship and love flowing through us. Glory to God. The power of forgiveness. If you haven't forgiven, by the time this night is over, call them up, text them, however way, and ask for forgiveness so you can be free. You, the individual, you can be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I was thinking about that, hallelujah, I asked the Lord, the Holy Spirit, drop Joseph in my heart from Genesis. So we're going to go and walk a little bit with Joseph about his forgiveness, what he did. Hallelujah. We're going to go, we're just going to pull out some scriptures from certain chapters, hallelujah. Joseph, we're going to go with Genesis 37. Just reading a couple of verses out of here, and it says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old. Just highlight that, 17. He's 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father evil report. So Joseph saw his brothers doing things that they shouldn't, so he went and told them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And his brethren saw that their father loved him more than his brother, than all his brethren. They hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. So Joseph at 17 was hated because of what was going on with him and his father. At verse 5, it said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. So he's telling them about the dream, but after they hear in the dream, they really have some anger towards him. There's no way we going to bow down. You the baby, you the next to the baby, and we're the older, and you're seeing us bow down. Now, they have gotten full of wrath, and they've gotten full of anger. I'm not going to read all of that. And verse 11 says, and his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. So he's told his brothers, they got a spirit of envy. They're mad. They're angry. They done passed angry. They are in a rage to the point of, as we walk through Joseph's life, they are now coming amongst themselves thinking, how can we get rid of this brother? Wow, anybody ever been that angry where they just really want this person out of their range and out of their scope and just out, just angry, just mad, envy? Okay, so they all scooting up. They see him coming down the field. They all planning, and we know the story. And it gets to the point where Joseph, they wanted to kill him. But his oldest brother, Reuben, interceded. We know the story, hallelujah. He said, well, no, let's not kill him. Now, let's do something else, but definitely let us not kill him. So it came about where they sold him to the merchants and just on went. And first they threw him in the pit, so he stayed in the pit. And then some band of travelers came and merchants, and they sold him off. 17 years old, they sold him off. All right, so he's just, now Joseph got all thinking about this. What could he possibly have done to be sold off? All right, so as we walk through the life of Joseph, Joseph is now sold or given to Potiphar, to the Potiphar family. And so he's doing what he does with in the Potiphar. He found favor. Joseph was always told by God, I am with thee. You know, he had favor. He told the Lord would always tell Joseph, I am with you. You know, so Joseph always had favor. So in Potiphar's house, he's doing what he's going to do, and he did it well. Whatever he did it well. So in the course of that, we all know that Miss Potiphar came and had a lustful spirit, and she saw Joseph, and then she had a, because Joseph wouldn't do what she wanted him to do, she lied on him. False accusations going on with young Joseph. And I'm not sure what age. I'm sure he was still young in his walk. So as this comes, now this is a challenge. This, from the hatred and the being thrown in the pit, being sold to some merchants, and God knows what went on in that time frame of him being sold to the merchants and him ending up in Potiphar. So this young man is going through some storms. He's going through some trauma. He's in a land and a place he is not familiar. He don't know what's going on with his life. Hallelujah. Storms and challenges. You ever, anybody, and I know you have, it's just a question. I know everybody on this line has had traumatic things happen to their life to make it upside down. Those storms, those challenges come to make you upside down, and then it's caused by someone else. My God, what are we going to do? All right, so now we're to the point where he's in prison. He even got favor in prison. He's working, and whatever Joseph did, he did well because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. So now he's interpreting dreams and even being told by one of them that, wow, I'm going to remember you when I get out of here because you interpreted the dream, and on. So God has hopes up. But it was a long time before that happened. It's to the point where Joseph figured, I guess it's not going to happen because of the length of time. So now we're here, hallelujah, where the Lord has blessed Joseph. to have favor. He's out of prison, and now he's in with Pharaoh. There's so much favor on Joseph that he's now working with Pharaoh, and not just working, but he is governor. He's second in command with Pharaoh over the land. All right, so then you've heard it preached from the pit to the palace. So in the meantime, you've got to think that Joseph went to rehearsing these things in his spirit. He was wondering what, why, how. So he had time for things to fester. He had time to think, if I ever lay my eyes on these brethren, on their seed, those things had, because of his makeup, had to have come through his thoughts, had to have come through his heart. In Genesis 41 and 46. By the time Joseph came through all of that, it says, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. 30 years old. At 17, things began to start spiraling for Joseph because of the anger and the wrath of his brothers. Now, at 30, God has prospered him. He's got him in a posture and a place that he needs him to be. When I think I calculated it, it came to 13 years. From 17 to 30, 13 years of remembering what took place on what even got him there. Now, we know the other side of it, where God did all that. It was ordained of God. We know that. But we're dealing with forgiveness. So in the midst of that, I pray, I know I have held some anger for a long time. Anybody on the line, just say amen. I know you can't open up the line, but amen. We've held some long time unforgiveness in our hearts. On the line, we have done it. We, as we are honest with ourselves, we harbored it. It infested us. Glory. Hallelujah. So now we're going to move on to, hallelujah, we're still in Genesis, taking a little walk through here. So now his brothers come, and the first time, and we know what happened with that. But now on Genesis 45, Joseph reveals his identity. So I'm going to read a little bit of this. It says, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, caused every man to go out from me. And they stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Even before that, in the previous verses, Joseph knew his brethren. His brethren had no idea that Joseph was who he was, but he knew them. So anyway, as we're going on, it says, and he wept, verse 3. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Now just imagine the posture of those brothers. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. They did not know what to do. Not only is this Joseph, but this the man, the second in command. We are in, this can go so many ways. So they were speechless, like would naturally be so, because I'm thinking you are dead or you somewhere where we will never see you again. All right. And so it says, and Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Joseph told them, this is what, you're my brethren, because this is what happened to get me here. So, Joseph, look, as I read this, this could have gone so many ways, real fast and real quick. But after Joseph told them, yeah, I'm your brother whom you sold in Egypt. And right here, I want everyone to know it's okay to let that person know you hurt me. I remember when you did this, but this is the turning point, verse 5. He said, now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. That was the turning point of their lives and Joseph, because Joseph had ample time to run that through his spirit and build up all kind of wrath and different ways he was going to come at them if he ever got away. But Joseph in the midst, and who said he may not have? He may have rendered all of those emotions. But in that time frame, he began to just sort of like forgive them and release them. He had no idea that he would probably ever see his brothers, just as his brothers had no idea they would ever see him. But look at what he did. He told them, grieve not yourselves. And be not angry. That was the release right there. He gave them, he forgave them right there. He told them, that I don't know if we could be honest with ourselves, that might not have been the first thing that came out of our mouth. But because Joseph had time to, and allowed, I believe God just came in and just began to touch his heart, especially after being delivered from the pit. Just touches how so many things went on. We have to learn how to ask God, the Holy Spirit, I'm hurting here. Come in and touch my heart towards this person, towards this situation. It hurts. So I believe this is what may have gone on inside of Joseph, and this is what can go on with us for us to give the same answer to the situation. He's telling them, grieve not, nor anger yourself that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Now, we know God had another plan. Hallelujah and amen to that. Hallelujah. But at that moment, God dealt with Joseph and opened up his eyes to the plan. This, you're here for a purpose. But in the meantime, all of this destruction and dismay and hatred and different things had to come about. But because now you're faced with it, what are you going to do? Joseph had a choice. Joseph could have annihilated everything in there, and nobody would have known any better than he just killed 11 brothers or 10 other brothers, and that's it. Because we heard earlier in the chapter, he even told them, no, y'all are spies. I didn't read that. But y'all are spies. But he was messing with them a little bit. So even if Joseph did choose to take their life, it would have been justifiable because nobody would have known the difference. But Joseph, because God is with Joseph, was able to forgive. Hallelujah. That's the power. When we forgive someone, we get our power back. We get our identity, because being walking in unforgiveness, anger, hatred, wrath, clamor, that Ephesians just we just read about, bitterness, if Jesus, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit did not say, I will take that from you. They said, put it away. That means, I'm going to call my name, Michelle, away the anger. Michelle, put away the bitterness. Put away the, you do it. You have the power because you seal with the Holy Ghost until redemption. You have the power. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Joseph chose to forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone on this line listening, we have a choice. Let's get it right. If it's someone in our realm of our heart or in our community or in our lives or with our family, forgive them. Forgive them from the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the choice. We have the choice. All right, second part, pain. Well, when, who wants to go through pain? Pain is physical suffering, discomfort, torment. That's what all pain carries, that. The pain of unforgiveness. If you go to, with me real quick, Hebrews 12, 14 through 15. Hebrews 12. Bear with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark that through my Holy Spirit. Okay. Hallelujah. Bear with me, saints. Hallelujah. You go. Forgive me. My marker fell. Oh. Here we go. Hebrews 12. Hallelujah. 14 through 15. Read. Hebrews 12, 14 through 15. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby, many be defiled. This is where we need to really help. We need help here, because the more we think about it, we must be careful not to let things fester in our heart and in our mind to cause a root of bitterness. If it's not corrected, if it's not addressed, and we sit there and rehearse it in our heart and in our mind, it is a tool of the devil. It is a way that he can get in and cause bitterness, cause families not to speak for years, 30, 40, 50 years, and generations who don't even know why they dislike that other family because of what it passed down from generation to generation. So we have to be careful of letting things fester. When we forgive quickly, now I know some of our makeup, man, let me calm down a few days, a few minutes, and I do understand that. I really do. To ask the Father, well, wait a minute, give me a few minutes to just, you know, make sure that when I correct, I don't correct in Michelle way, but by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Real quick testimony, I had the same situation to happen with a family member, and immediately I got angry about it because my family member was hurt. Ain't nothing like seeing a family member hurt and crying and yeah. So with that, I got angry quick because they telling me the story, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to handle that. Okay. But when I got home, I fell on my knees. I said, you see what's happening? So help me. First of all, help me to minister to this family member first, but help me that I heard don't fester in my spirit. So I need you, because I do want to address this, but I do not want to address it in Michelle. I want to address it by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit told me, then forgive them. Forgive them, call their name every time you pray until I tell you, open up the door for you to talk to this person. You say, I forgive them and I release them. And the more I said it, glory be to God, the more I said it, I really started forgetting about it. I started forgetting, but I prayed the prayer. I prayed the prayer, and I don't get the glory. God gets the glory. And when that ordained time came, glory, ordained, hear me well, ordained, the Father had to set it up. Because I truly was going to give the person a piece of my mind from the old days and the old Michelle, we're crucified with Christ. So we didn't want to bring her back at all. So I wanted nothing but the Holy Spirit to speak. And when you release it, he ordained it. So when he ordained and we had the opportunity, that person and myself to talk, that person told me, I really thought this was going to go a different way. He said, because you could have, I said, I know, and believe me, I had to ask the Holy Spirit to help me when I speak with you, that you'd hear nothing but him and the love of God for you. And he said, the person said, I've never experienced correct. Because we don't want anybody, we're the ambassadors for Christ. So the only people need to see of us is us being a representative, a good representative for Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. Let's beware of unforgiveness causes a root of bitterness. Unforgiveness robs us of the full life of God that he has intended for us. When we walk in unforgiveness, God can't move like he want to move in our life. We are holding up blessings. We are holding up healing. We are holding up generations. We are holding up because we're not walking in forgiveness. Dismissing somebody, not speaking to somebody, avoidance is not forgiveness. Unforgiveness takes us out of character. And nobody knows better than ourselves outside of Jesus, the Holy Spirit and God. Nobody knows better than ourselves, so we know us. When we get angry and we walk in unforgiveness, it takes us out of character. And it also brings separation between the relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit when we walk in unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Let's take a look. We're going to move here to Matthew 18. Everybody's familiar with it? If not, we're going to learn it and walk it together. Matthew. Thank you, Father God. We be glorified. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:23-35. We're just going to read it. It says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had payments to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Turning point, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. He had mercy. He was tender-hearted, love, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now that loose here, like he wasn't tied up because he fell up to his knees and worshiped him to ask for, give me some time, I'm sorry, forgive me. He's the servant. The key thing in forgiveness is as you're forgiving them, loose them. Just ask the Father, Father, I forgive them and I loose them from my heart. I release them. I release that. I release that moment, that anger. I release the situation as I'm forgiving them. Hallelujah. And so he said, with compassion and loosed him and forgave him his debt. Glory. But the same servant went out and found out of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, much smaller amount than what he owed the other man, pence. And he laid hands on him, not to pray for him. He seriously laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Now, look at the anger. You just got released. You just got forgiven. Your debt was just clean.
But now you go looking for the person that owes you the money, and not only did you not render the same thing that was rendered to you, forgive ye one another as Christ has forgiven you, you going, and now you going with an anger, with a vengeance. You done laid hands on the man, and you got your hands around his throat, and telling him what he's going to do. And his followers and the fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went out and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So now, you got people watching. Says, so fellow servants saw what was done, and they were very sorry, and came and told him their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Should not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentor. Unforgiveness has torment. I just said it. It keeps you angry. You're just angry. You're bitter. You got wrath just all the time. That's the pain from unforgiveness. You're tormented by that thing. You rehearsing it. It now has festered. We all know that when we have unforgiveness or we choose not to forgive, that person, and we've had it, I've experienced it, that person that we have the ought with has gone on living their life hunk nice and everything looks comfortable, and they smiling and they giggling and they able to communicate with others, and you over there pouting, mad, upset, disgusted, tormented. I wish they might walk over here. I need all of that. I've done that. I've been there, done that, but I thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. All right, so it is a tormenting thing to walk in unforgiveness. So 35, so likewise shall my heavenly Father. So this is a lesson that Jesus is telling everybody. So this is what's going to happen. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your hearts. From where? From your heart. No, from my mind. From your heart. Just let me say it. He said from your heart. Forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. We don't get to choose and select who we forgive. There's an art there, correct it. And forgive, release them and forgive them. Because the Father is saying here in red, verse 35, so likewise shall be your heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You know when you hadn't forgive from your heart, although you got that distance there and although you choose just not to be in the presence of that person, and years could have gone by, and you basically really forgot, but you really hadn't forgot, because when somebody call that person's name, that thing come right back fresh. Oh, I saw Sister X, Sister Watermelon. Oh, it'll that spirit, that wrath, that bitterness will come right back to that forefront on what Sister Watermelon did, or what Brother Watermelon did. Or what my husband did, what my wife did, what the supervisor did, bring it right on back. That's when you know you hadn't forgiven. Mm-mm-mm. You hadn't forgiven and released it. We haven't done that. It hadn't been done because you're still feeling the wrath of it. Hallelujah. Glory. I also want to encourage, as I'm really coming to a close, those who do us, the people of God, wrong are held accountable by God. We don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. Once we forgive from our heart, God gonna deal with them.
We're going to go back to Hebrew. Oh, let me see where we're going. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 30. Almost done. Hebrews 10 and 30 reads, yep, for we know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord. I'll pay him. I got you. I'll pay that. I'll deal with that, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. I'm going to say it again. Those who do the people of God wrong are held accountable by God. And as I close, I'm going back to Matthew 18. And before he told the story, in verse 21, Matthew 18, 21, this is where we need to be. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but 70 times seven. 70 times seven, I believe, is 490 times a day. May the Lord God bless you. May this word that we heard tonight, we not just be hearers of it, but doers of it, apply it to our spirit, our soul, and our body. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor BJ.
Glory unto the Most High God. Praise God. What a powerful word on glory to God, power and forgiveness and pain and unforgiveness. I'll tell you, when God gave it to me to ask you for to speak this topic with the other last week, I know it was him, but I had no idea how he was going to use you in this manner. But I'll tell you, and very transparent in it too. But it's not the time right now to elaborate on remarks. We're going to ask if anyone has any prayer requests. And we'll do remarks afterwards. So when we do this prayer, asking for people that were prayer, we're not asking for remarks right now, but just the remarks part in your prayer may be a request for anything that was said that may have stirred your spirit and the power of the word and how God bless that we all can be transparent. We are serious about the kingdom business and God's fulfilling his will and purpose in our lives. Praise God. I bless God. He is awesome. So at this time, we have all the lines already open for anyone that wants prayer. We have, glory to God, the prophet on the phone. And if anything, glory to God, the Lord bless with prophet Bertie, Apostle Bertie will, glory to God, speak back to them. The door is open for them. If God gives anything afterwards, but right now, anybody that has a prayer request, the prophet is ready and available to pray with you, and we will be walking in agreement.
Hi.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Evangelist Tara Daniels Parker calling from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm asking if for prayer requests on God helping me to forget about the past hurt, live for the present, which is he, and also plan for the future to be victorious in all his walks and talks in his kingdom building, for his kingdom building purposes, so I can be used as a total vessel and not just half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly. It's all my heart.
Bless the Lord. And she just went through a trauma recently, so Prophetess Bird, Prophetess Benjamin, praise God, you have the floor.
Hallelujah. Did I hear the name Prof. Evangelist Parker? I'm sorry,
yes.
I was shifting my...
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you. We thank you for Evangelist Parker right now. You hear her heart. You hear the request. And, Father God, we know you are a healer. You sent your word to heal the diseases. And this situation from the past, hallelujah, it's been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it, not just healing her, but making her whole. We speak a wholeness in her spirit right now, in her heart concerning her past, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that this sister is anointed and appointed and made for a time such as this. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke every spirit that will try to come in and rehearse it in her. We command the works of it now to be paralyzed in Jesus' name. We thank you now for the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, upon her mind, upon her heart, and upon her spirit. Hallelujah. And if she needs to forgive, we thank you for the word that you have opened us up for today, that she forgives them and releases it unto you. We thank you. If she got to do it all day, 5 years, release and forgive the situation in Jesus' name. We thank you for the plans from Jeremiah 29 and 11 that you have for Evangelist Parker. Plans of peace and not of evil. Plans for a hope with a future, with an expected end in Jesus' name. We thank you for her declaration will be that she overcame this by the blood of the Lamb and the words of her testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else?
Yes. Minister Black, I was praying with this evangelist. Her name is LaTanya Drone. And she was talking about, let me see, the third week of next month, she's supposed to have, I think it's called a, like, you know, when you get, you know, your upper body or one of your breasts, like, I guess, cut or something. Is that called a vasectomy? Or whatever it's called, she says she's supposed to get one. And I saw it in the spirit, and that's a big lie. So I prayed against it, rebuked the enemy, and I just wanted somebody to touch and agree with me on that, and also pray for me. Lift me up in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we come in agreement with, excuse me, Minister Blank and the Evangelist LaTanya Drone concerning surgery, that that you've revealed to him, Father. It does not have to be in Jesus' name. We thank you, hallelujah, for healing her body and causing whatever that infirmity or infection or whatever is going on in her body to be healed. You still a miracle working God. And we standing on the word, hallelujah, you were wounded for her transgressions. You were bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of her peace, it was upon you, and with your stripes, you already took it upon you. You already dealt with whatever that infirmity, infection, whatever, you already took it upon you. So we thank you for the finished work of the cross concerning LaTanya Drone. It's already done. She were healed, not going to do it, not thinking about it. She were healed. So we release the healing virtue upon her body right now in Jesus' name. We command whatever has attached itself to her inner organs, her breast part area, her whatever area, we command the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to infuse her body now and flush out every evil agent of the devil of her body now in Jesus' name. We thank you for Minister Black. Continue to, hallelujah, bless him and grant him to do what you have called him to do in Jesus' name. Continue to strengthen him, to keep him, hallelujah, keep him close to you as he submits himself to you, Father God. Thank you for resisting the devil. I thank you for drawing nigh to Minister Black as he draws nigh to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister McCormick, Prophet Benjamin. I just want you to touch and agree with me about some things that I'm going through right now. And I know God is working it out. I know he's doing it. And I just can't explain it. I know God can give it to you to explain it to me. But the thing that I'm going through, and I know it's gonna pass. I say it's already passed, like that. But I just want things to be turned around in this situation, where I can know that it's turned around completely. I mean, not a halfway turnaround, but a whole turnaround in the name of Jesus for this situation that's going on, because I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come in agreement with Minister McCormick, Pastor McCormick, in reference to this situation. You know all about it. So we ask the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to pray through us. We yield this prayer unto you. Whatever the situation is in Minister McCormick's life, hallelujah, we thank you for moving and moving quickly. Hallelujah. Your word says that you are attentive and you hear the cry of the righteous. And Mother McCormick is your righteous. Your word also says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Mother McCormick is your righteous, so we thank you for your word, your truth, hallelujah. And even if it is of you, Father, we ask that you give her strength, hallelujah, to walk this out, how she will not sway to the left, how she will not sway to the right, how she will know how to bless the Lord in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even the situation, even as we talked about Joseph a little bit, there is purpose. Hallelujah. There's a blessing on the other side of through. Hallelujah. So you just stand, Mother McCormick, and continue to stand. You are not alone. Hallelujah. If he don't move it, you just continue to bless him until he does. Hallelujah. Don't you get distracted. We rebuke being distracted. We rebuke being weary. We speak strength on you now. We speak that faith and the words that you speak have life. So you speak to the situation. You have authority to frame your world so you can frame it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. To keep your heart and keep your mind in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory
be to God. Hi, I was shaking you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. If there's no more prayer requests, we certainly do thank God. Glory to God for the woman of God and how God bless and use and pray blood covering over her, and that God continue to bless and use her for his glory by any attack or any attack against any of those glory that have been prayed for, and also for over this, over everyone tonight in ministry in Jesus' name in their lives. Praise the Lord. At this time, Apostle Bird and Apostle Burton, praise the Lord, we'll have remarks from you all and then anyone else thereafter. And Pastor Dainey, if she's on the line, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Okay, at this time we're going to receive the apostle and the prophet.
Go ahead, Prophet Bird.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. That was a wonderful message. because we have to remember that we have to forgive so that we can be forgiven. And we have to remember one thing that, just one of the things that she said, that person going on with their whole life, but we are the one that's in bondage. We are the one that's bound up. We are the one that's miserable because we refuse to let go. Because sometimes we think if we let go that we are justifying what the other person did. But you let go for you. You let go of that so that they can be forgiven and so that you can grow and so that you can be free and not be in bondage with that. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that we can be angry but sin not. So we can get angry about something, but we can't hold it. We can't continue to bring it up every time we see them, and that's your mind playing tricks on you. So that message that we all need to hear, because we do get angry, we do get tired, we do get frustrated. We are human, but we have to come to that place of being free and out of bondage and know that my forgiveness really don't have anything to do with that other person. It's so that I can be free, so that I can grow, and so that I can love the way God wants me to love. So that's a message for the body of Christ, that we need to know that it's not for them, but it's for us. They will benefit from it, but it's so that you can be free and grow. So thank God for that message tonight, and thank you for delivering that word, beautiful word tonight. Thank you.
Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Benjamin. I enjoyed the word of God, and I heard her say about some places she's been, and like she said, practically all of us have been in some places or the other, but I found out it's so much easier to forgive and let it go. Because if you don't, you continue to be hurt yourself. Just like you say, while the other person is going on about their business, you still hurting from it. But when you let it go and you forgive, God will heal you. So I thank God for healing. I've been hurt. Amen. Sometimes people think you so strong that nothing don't bother you. And because sometimes you get by yourself and you cry or whatever. But thank God for the healing process. Because I let it go. So I thank God that for forgiveness. Amen. And I pray that if I've done anything to folks, anybody, I pray that they would forgive me. Just like he said, if your Father forgive you, you got to forgive others 70 times 7. That's a lot. But I bless God for the word tonight. Amen. Just come up, show us that. Don't hold stuff. Get rid of it so you can continue to go up in the Lord. Thank God for you, Pastor Benjamin. I mean, Evangelist Benjamin. Amen.
God, amen. Bless the Lord. Anyone else with remarks? We're going to keep it rolling for a couple of minutes at a time, and we're going to continue to give God glory for what he's done and doing and did tonight. Amen. Praise God. If no more remarks, then we're going to get ready to move forward.
Well, praise God. I just want to thank and praise God for the word on tonight. It really did bless my soul, and just piggyback off of what the pastor just said prior to, like you just said, the power of forgiveness. And even when it comes from family members, because it's not
yes,
like you're talking about with Joseph. There is nothing like being hit with by, I think Pastor Burton preached on that one year, about being hit by friendly fire. Well, I'm sure all of y'all probably preached on it at some point. That is some of the worst kind of hurt is when it's coming from somebody close to you and coming from family. And then to
Amen.
Be able to go through that time period of speaking about Joseph, like you said, remember 17 to 30. That's 13 years. That's 365 days per year, every day, every hour, every minute of every second of all the trauma and the hurt that he's gone through. And, you know, sometimes we've gone through little seasons of things here and there, but because of one thing caused a chain reaction and how it changed the trajectory of his life. But true enough, we know that it was ordained of God that they went through that issue. But as we all know, when you're going through the issue, it hurts. It hurts, and you don't always see the hand of God in it until sometime later. So I just thank and praise God for that word on today. I thank God for what you're talking about, having that power of forgiveness and being able to do that for your own self to be free. And then so when you do talk to the person or when those things come up, you're not rehashing and angry all over again. So I just thank and praise God for that word, and I pray that we continue to live by it. And I'll say it out loud as well. As Pastor Burton says, anything at any given time that I have said or done anything that has caused any type of offense, I ask for forgiveness now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that I continue to be the person that God has called for me to be. And I thank you again. Amen.
Amen. This is Minister Black. I remember I was my own family stabbed me in the back, and it was so hurtful and painful. You can actually feel the knife going through your heart, and you can see the size of the knife. You can see the shape of it, and I know that was a spirit. But at least today, I'm not living, you know, in a situation where I'm being chasing after the Lord because of disobedience. I just thank God he turned my life around. But to forgive in situations like that, the next thing you know, you're praying, Lord, how do I forgive? And it takes faith. It takes talking with God, reading the word until he gives you an answer, a personal answer, one-on-one, because that's what it's going to take. Because we can't forgive unless he gives us the wisdom on how to forgive us. He got to give us the understanding of what it's all about. But he'll show us, take us step by step. But we surely got to trust in him. And I know it's time again to spiritually examine myself to make sure my borders are right with the Lord. You know, everything that look nice, that don't mean it's nice. You got to uncover some things, you know, in my life and, you know, do some thorough checks. And I just thank God for the words tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for Minister Benjamin. I enjoyed the word tonight. Forgiveness is that spirit is a spirit that will take your joy, make you sick. It is not good. So that's why we must always, regardless of what comes, always quick to say, okay, I'm not going to dwell on that situation. And then you get your joy back because forgiveness will rob you, because it's spirit. It will rob you from your peace. It will rob you from your joy, tore up your house, everything. That's a foul spirit. But, you know, the children of God, remember what God said, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. Nobody can control us when it comes to love of God. So we must always remember that. Don't care what comes. You must always remember, find a way to let it go. Let it go, because that's a foul spirit, and it will make you sick if you allow him. And I thank God for using Sister Benjamin tonight to bring that, because a lot of people, a lot of us need to remember that God gave us the power to forgive, too. When we don't forgive, it's because we let the foul spirit have control. Don't let him have control. You have the love of God in you, so you can forgive. So I thank God for the lesson tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Daniel, Prophet Daniel again. I just like to thank God for you. I always enjoy hearing you every time you come on the line. And I just like to thank God for you doing tonight. As I was writing some of the things down, I thought about, I said, you know, as going through the situation that I may be going through, that it let me know that I can, that God can open up my eyes to some things, you know, that I don't have to be blind no more around that circumstance or that situation that I might be going through. So I just thank God for that, knowing that I have forgive, but knowing that the thing that's going on, that I just have to continue, Lord, just to drop and leave and let it go. Just let it go and don't think about it and just go about my business. Don't try to act up. Don't try to act like it's done. Just know that God have already done it. So I just praise God for you, and I thank you for that. And like everybody else was saying, if I have done anything or hurt anybody, I ask God forgive me, because I don't want to be that way. You know, I want to be that almost servant that he want me to be, because I know in these last and even days, God is got a work for me to do, and I want to do it, and I want to do it the way he want me to do it, not the way I want to do it, but I want to do what he want me to do. So I'm just asking you to continue. I know you already prayed for me, but continue as getting off this line. Continue to keep me in prayer. All of y'all, keep me in prayer, because my heart desires to do what God will have me to do in these last and every days. So I just praise God, and I thank God for each and every one, the words that I have already heard that y'all have said about forgiveness. And as I can get into the word and study that word and get that word in me, that I'll be able to walk this situation out and be able to go forward like that song was saying, stand. Just stand and wait on the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I was just thinking about, insert this for anybody that's coming, I was just thinking about Hannah as Mother McCormick was speaking. You know, we already touched and agreed with that. God, for Pastor tonight, we're really blessed and prophetess into prayer. But with Hannah, she had a tormentor in the house with her, when she was desiring to have a baby, and all the babies kept coming from the other wife and whatever. But she kept seeking the Lord. Oh, my God, her spirit man was all about just standing on God's word and whatever, and it still tied back in even with Joseph's attitude. And so just continue, because God will vindicate you, and God will turn the situation around, and the instruction that the prophet has given you, stand on that. And other things that we already prayed about too as well, just hold fast, because the torment is about to try to distract you away, because it's right there in your face. But when you continue to fight the good fight of faith, and like you said earlier, and she said it tonight, keep speaking what God's word say concerning the situation. Hold on to your joy and peace, as we said before. But it's aggravating when you got to live with it in there. But when you make sure you turn it over into the Lord, really turn it over, and you'll defeat the enemy, because it is something else when it's maybe next door or down the street and it's in your head, and somebody might be cross town or cross state, and it's you can bark. But when it's right there in your face, the enemy will try to distract you to walk by sight instead of faith. But keep casting your care upon the Lord, because God is going to bring you out victorious. So just remember what the prophet said. Go back and listen to it again later, and glory to God, and okay, build yourself up in your most holy faith. Praise God. Anyone else?
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. I just want to say this one part that came to my mind is that I didn't say earlier, which is also what Prophetess Benjamin, she kind of touched on it, which I really appreciate, Prophetess, what you were saying about Joseph, you know, during those 13 years, there had to be at least at some point, you're just thinking human nature, right, that he even had to, he may have had times where like, ooh, if I ever get with this person, if I ever see them again. And I was thinking about that, that sometimes we got to even ask God to help us forgive ourselves because of maybe thoughts and feelings and things that we have had. Because I know at times the enemy will try to bring up in my mind about how I handled a certain thing or how I did something that wasn't right. And he was just constantly, like what the other mother was just saying, causing pain and torment. And so I would just want like to speak out that even, you know, sometimes it's easier to forgive other people, but also to forgive yourself as well. And release, as Prophet Benjamin was just saying, release that back to God. And knowing that as you have forgiven yourself, you know the enemy may try to bring it back. I've already given that to God and keep praying, because I know even for myself when I was going through with a particular situation, that was my first thing. God, just show me and help me so I can walk through and so I can walk in the spirit of forgiveness so I can continue to live in peace. So I just want to speak that out loud as well for anyone. Amen. Thank you for that time.
Amen. That was a good word too to remember. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? I just want to just say so many things that what each person had said, even in the word about forgiveness, because I remember being raped at 15 down in Florida by a brother-in-law that just came in from Vietnam, and it was a horror. And then even what the like Leisha just said, one thing can, even with Joseph, led to a string of a lot of other things in your life, but we know it's a trick of the enemy. But even being brought back home and sent, sent off to D.C., just shipped off to someone I didn't never knew, and what all the chain of events that happened, and even the things, glory to God, that even happened when I was told, a family member was told just to kill me, and I know my grandmother does not lie at that time, and so forth, the things that did happen, but in the fact of, in the chain of events of absolutely getting saved and active, matter of fact, in the chain of events as life went on and then gotten saved, the Lord blessed was carrying that baggage and got really bitter, got bad, had a disposition about me that I'm not letting nobody else hurt me or do whatever, and even started, start carrying a knife, then start carrying a gun or however, but nevertheless, the Lord blessed for me to finally get saved and get delivered. Well, somebody stole the gun, but nevertheless, got saved afterwards. But nevertheless, to forgive, and the person that even had all of this, even the sister, at that time, stepsister, but anyway, for all the things that were said, I finally got blessed. After I had gotten saved, I was able, glory to God, to forgive and even led her to Christ. And even the other things that even happened, and to forgive, the other family members and the other things that took place. It is something else what the enemy will do in your life to turn your whole life around through different events and things that will cause you, like my sister just said, to even forgive yourself of things you'd have been provoked in between the process of all the hurt and whatever. So it's so many things that were said in this word, and also even in some of the remarks that, I can identify with and so forth, but the power of God's love. When you look back on his hand in the midst of it all, and like the sister just said, you don't always see it, glory to God, or either was said even earlier, you don't always see the hand of God, even though God had a plan in spite of what the enemy wanted. But when we come into a place of forgiveness, how that miracle of the weights and the lifting up, I didn't even know what happened. I mean, what joy was. I thought only thing that people can be happy if they, party, got high, have somebody told a joke. I did not know even what a real place of joy was until the Spirit of the Lord came into my life after being saved. But the power of forgiveness, it weights that come off of you like, man, because before they would seem like I was being buried alive. It was a grave open up and people throwing dirt on me, glory to God, until just like those tormenting nights sometimes, those things that happen. But God is so awesome. When he takes the weights off and you take the breaks off, oh, my God, what a wonderful, marvelous, glory to God, life, glory to God, you can have in Christ. And to be in a place now to see people saved, delivered, and loved, and ministered. Deliverance ministry is just something about having the joy of the Lord, even in whatever trial. Now, don't even compare it to the weight and the pressure and the sin and the heaviness and all the unforgiveness. Glory to God. When those weights come off, my God, liberty. So I bless the Lord, glory to God, for the power of his love and for his word and the pain, glory to God, of unforgiveness and the joy that we have, glory to God, in the power of forgiveness. A lot of us got all kinds of testimonies. Some of them be so bizarre and crazy that you were like, what? That was you? But look at what God does in that. Turn it around like he told Peter. When you've been converted, I've been praying for you. So when you can be converted, then you can strengthen your brother. So through the testimonies, when God gives things to release to say, and some things have, can't be said until he tell you to say it for whatever that given time is, whether it's one-on-one in church or somebody you met or stranger or however. But I thank God for the power of his love and how God blessed, glory to God, through it all to be able to let that be a generational thing to continue the way it was, but to teach your children and for them to get saved and then for your grands to get saved and for the Lord to bless what the enemy meant for evil. God is shunned out of the boat. Ben and talked about that many times of even our growing up and different things that happened in life and even our situation from birth to whatever. And God bless. He had a purpose for our lives even in the midst of all the storms. But so I bless the Lord again for the word, for so many remarks, and for much glory to God, the release of the of being free, even in the midst of whether these people continue to do what they do, whatever, God, we bless. And sometimes people's lives do change. But I thank God, glory to God, for this word tonight, for all the remarks, and for the power of his anointing. And so there's no need for me to go over anything because all has been already said, and I thank God for you, my dear. So what we're going to do now is give space for you to have your remarks, and then the Lord bless, and the Lord bless her with the, I forgot about a message we talked about a month ago, and when I told her that morning, I woke up, I was in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, God gave me that topic, but then she said, do you remember he talked to me about, we talked to before about fear? I said, well, all of it can tie in together, have the Lord bless. But when she prayed about it and she called me back a few days later, she left a text and said, not call, but left a text and said, God is, that was in her heart to do two parts. So the other part for what God has given her is on the first Sunday. This is our first time with this, but I believe in obeying the Spirit of the Lord. So she gave me time to pray about it, as she said. And so those that are available can come back on the first Sunday and hear what God has given her in this second part of a different from this. It probably tie in some things from this, but a different message that that was out there that I didn't even remember, but I know what he gave me this time. So evidently it was for two part. So we're going to release her to be able to do what God has given her for the Bring This Word on next Sunday. Praise God. We're growing in grace, and as God's blessing and he's elevating and doing things, as we often said so many times over the last couple of years, God doing this elevation and doing taking us to the next level and a dimension, we got to be individually to a place that when God speaks, flow with the anointing, not just get caught up in our traditional ways. So whatever he's doing at this time, we're going to allow him to continue to do so, just making sure that we hear the voice of the Lord of Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, and his will be done. So at this time, I thank the Lord for you being obedient to the Spirit of God, being transparent. It was a powerful word with an anointing just penetrating our spirit. So I pray, glory to God, that the Lord continue to bless and use you and keep you in the midst of all that you're going through and have gone through, and praying for the family, glory to God, that you're close to that just lost their daughter, I think you said 35 or however it was, that God bless and encourage your heart and that family, and thank God that it did not stop you from being obedient to yield everything that God has given you to do. So we thank God to where your heart is about doing the will of the Lord and letting him take care of the things behind the scenes, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else is be added. So we thank God for the comfort for those and you. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, I relinquish my
feelings. Pastor.
Yeah.
Before she come, can I just share this,
yes,
prophetically?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to read something because God has not yet released me. I've talked to Pastor BJ about something that happened to me very supernaturally. And so I'm just going to read the scripture. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, standing. Something supernaturally happened to me in Walmart, and I don't even want to put it out there today because I don't know. I don't know how well people would take this, but this is one thing I want to say to each of us, that God said we are living in the time of supernatural things happening, and we're going to have to look at these things in the spirit realm. God's going to allow us to peep into the spirit world simply because we are spirit, and there are things happening in the atmosphere right now is that's ruling the things of darkness that's occurring in the world now. I just want us to be aware, because what I saw and experienced, it was from another world. And I just want you to be careful. Don't take things for granted. Always be on the lookout, because supernatural things are happening in the atmosphere. And God wants his body to be ready, because he's going to show you some things and you're not going to know how to handle them. But God wants us to walk in the spirit, because God is not going to keep things from the body of Christ, because we are living in the last days. So I just want you to always be prepared and open to what God may show you in the spirit. So God just wants me to alert you that supernatural things is going to be happening in these last days, and we got to be open to it. We got to be open to it in the spirit. So I just wanted to give that word, because God told me to share that word with you tonight.
Praise God. And
yes.
Sure enough.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
100%. Be aware. Be aware.
One day I'm going to share with you what happened, but God is not opening me up right now to share it. But be on the watch. Be on
my
the watch.
God.
Praise
bless
God.
The Lord.
Be on the watch. Continue to be alert. Be vigilant.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God as he's stirring up the prophets and the apostles and pastors and the prayer warriors, that they be alert, and anyone else that's out there that's having a prayer life and being faithful and obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, he'll start opening up and revealing some things. And as we stay close to him and stay in his word and walk in obedience, then it won't bring fear. It may bring some alertness and bring some a little shaking, but it'll be to a point that I know that it was the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, we'll turn it over to you, Prophetess Benjamin.
Amen. I did. I just was writing down what Pastor Berg was saying from the
Praise
Spirit
God.
Of God. Yeah. So, but I don't have much to say. I just give God the glory for the opportunity to bring forth a message for him to even drop me in Pastor BJ's heart to bring forth a message like that. It just sort of, you always have to be a self-examination all upon yourself. So even the cry of Mother McCormick, we always want to do what is right in the sight of God. So even in my forgiveness and walking in forgiveness, I want him to perfect it. You know, and one thing about walking in forgiveness, it is connected to the agape love of God, 1 Corinthians 13. That's the only way that we're able to forgive and come to the enlightenment, because we were forgiven, we are able to forgive others. That forgiveness, that from the heart and the release, is tied into 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, which talks about nothing but his love, his genuine love. So we just need to really rehearse that and keep that. Pastor BJ, I will call you in reference to next week. When I sent that message, that was supposed to be for tonight. But you and I will talk. You and I will talk later. But I just love you guys. Thank you guys for your encouraging words, your feedback, what it did for you. And we just want to just not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. In Jesus' name.
Oh, my Lord, my sister online would not be, when something happened to the computer where Mother, there she is, Mother Willette had a remark, but I just now looked at when one dropped off, her line didn't open up. Did you have something to say, Mother Willette? Oh, well, it's gone now. She must have dropped off because I didn't get the line open in time. I just happened to see her. Something was wrong with the I don't know what this thing is. Won't let me click on. But nevertheless, praise God. She'll be on tomorrow night. The Lord say the same in prayer. So praise God for you again. I bless the Lord. Thank God for you all. And now listen for what Prophetess has to say about next week, and then on Monday night we'll be able to give you that answer. And tonight we thank God again for the word. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for all of you, the prophet and apostle. And we thank God, glory to God, for his anointing and just for our hearts to be open to hear and receive what God is saying. And we believe in that we allow it to work through us and cleanse and deliver and encourage and build and correct and just exalt the Lord for his goodness and his love, for loving us so much to find us out wherever we live at, for we can be stronger in him and walk in more authority and under the anointing, and that we can be the light and also the salt as we continue to lift him up. We bless the Lord for you and pray blessings upon you, spiritual, natural, and physical, bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, set up traps, plots, plans, schemes, or whatever, be eradicated, untimely death, sickness, and disease, be bound up, eradicated, and we just keep our eyes open, ears open, and a heart of thanksgiving, and to continue to glorify the Lord as we walk in his love and obedience. Thank God again for this word and for that God has already done and doing as the word of love and forgiveness continue to operate in us. That's when Jesus came on the scene to restore us back, and those are strong things that he's blessed for us to be able to live here and to do what he called us to do. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom. We love you. Hold on to the word.
Amen. Love you.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, yeah. Shalom.